is Claymore, Oklahoma.
This is Claymore.
Ain't this the place that guy Will Rogers is always peeping about?
This is the place. He's the mayor or something. Or he was the mayor, or he will be the mayor. I don't know which.
Yeah. He don't seem to be able to make up his mind what he wants to run for. First it's mayor, then it's congressman at large, and then
By the way, Jimmy, what is a congressman at large?
Well, Robbie, I must admit I don't know for sure. But I've seen headlines in the newspapers that said, you know, like, criminal at large and maniac at large. And...
Oh, yeah, maybe it's something like that, huh?
Yeah. I think it means a congressman on the loose or something.
Well, Will Rogers ought to make a good congressman at large. He's always going places, eh, Jimmy?
Yeah, but I don't think he'll ever be one of them. In Claymore here, they want him to run for president.
You mean president of the United States?
Certainly. Most presidents come from little towns, you know.
Well, maybe this would be a good place for us to stop. Maybe they might want us to run for a senator or something, huh?
No. You gotta ride a horse to run for senator in Claymore. Besides, we gotta get to Oklahoma City and find me Uncle Jake.
Well, listen, you know, the bankroll is pretty low.
Yeah? How much is it?
Well, it's exactly $11.50. With that week in Ozark and a night at the inn, well, we had to stop because you got so tired from changing that tire.
Yeah, that tire changing business is pretty strenuous work, ain't it, Oswald?
Yeah, but how do you know?
How do I know? How do I know? What do you mean? Didn't I...
Well, you shouldn't ought to kid with Jimmy that way, Oswald.
Well, that's right, Mr. Armstrong. He gets tired just thinking about changing tires.
See? That's gratitude. A guy gets out in the middle of the night, works like a dog to help him fix a blowout, and just because he gets a little tired, you pick on him. Oh, sure.
Oswald ain't picking on you, Jimmy. You're too sensitive.
Oh, sure. Just the same, I know what he means. I know.
Oh, look, there's a carnival, a circus or something.
Certainly is. What circus is it? What does it say?
Oh, look, Jimmy.
What?
Robbins Brothers Circus and Carnival.
Uh-huh, well, okay, so what?
Well, look, here's where we can get a job, ain't it?
I tell you, Robbie, we should ought to go to Oklahoma City. The head keeper at the St. Louis Zoo is going to afford the $60 that's coming to us there.
That's it, Jimmy, that's it. We can get jobs as animal keepers. We're experienced animal keepers now.
No, sir. Not me. I'm through with animals for life.
Oh, never mind him, Jimmy. Look, they probably have some nice kangaroos here like Lena.
Yeah, or some lions that you can call by their first name so they can put you in a hospital again.
Well, listen, Jimmy. Let's stop anyway.
All right, if you insist.
Stop the car, Oswald.
All right, I'll stop the car. But remember, I'm not going to feed any more hippopotami.
You don't have to feed anything but yourself.
Yeah, that's job enough for any one man.
Come on.
All right, I'll come.
And don't slam the... Now it's you, Oswald. Now it's you. If it ain't Robbie slamming the door of this car, it's you.
Did I slam the door?
Oh,
come on, Jimmy, before you go into hysterics.
I never saw such guys for slamming doors.
Oh, Jimmy, don't let that worry you. We're only amateurs. I got an uncle who can really slam doors. He's a professional at it. He takes them right off the hinges.
Oh, look, do you see what I see?
What do you see, Oswald?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well, it says $10 cash to the winner of the Claremore Pie Eating Championship.
I thought so. Something to eat again. Something to eat.
Well, maybe I can win $10.
Yeah, and maybe you can come with us and get a job with these animals.
I won't take any job with any animals.
All right. Let them go under the contest, Robbie. Let them go.
And have them get sick on us or something?
I won't get sick.
Listen, Robbie, we'll go along with him. We'll be his managers.
Do champion pie eaters have managers, Jimmy?
Well, I don't know, but this one is going to have managers.
All right, let's go.
You know, Oswald, you really should ought to do some training for a thing like this.
Listen, Jimmy, when it comes to eating, don't worry about Oswald. He's always in a pink of condition.
All right. Hey, mister, when does this pie eating championship start?
Starts right away. Right away.
Well, we're the managers of the champion eater of Ozark, Missouri. And we'd like to enter him in this here contest.
What's his name?
Oswald Hoffmeister.
I never heard of him.
What? You never heard of Oswald Hoffmeister?
Me? I never heard of him.
Well, you're gonna hear of him. Oswald, come here.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, he's only a growing boy.
Did you hear that one, Jimmy?
Will that guy be surprised or will he be surprised?
That boy doesn't weigh more than 140 pounds, and the champion of Claremore weighs 240.
Yeah, but mister, this boy of ours is the Notre Dame of pie eaters. It's speed that counts with him, not weight.
All right, all right. The entry fee is 4 bits.
Give it to him, Robbie.
Here you are, mister.
Take off your shirt, Oswald.
Never mind, I'll just loosen up my belt.
Hey, Jimmy, maybe we should give him a rub down or something first, huh?
Never mind a rub down. We're ready, mister. How many entries in this here championship?
There are 6. But the main one is Otto Schultz, the hometown boy.
Gee, Jimmy, he's a pretty fit guy.
He certainly is.
The bigger they come, the harder they fall.
That's the old spirit, Oswald.
Atta boy, Ozzy, old boy, old boy, Ozzy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this contest for the pie-eating championship of Oklahoma will be governed by the rules of the Hearty Eaters Association of this state and will be to a finish. On this side of the table is Otto Schultz of Claremore, the defending champion. On this side is the outstanding contender for the title, Oswald Hoffmeister, representing the Ozark, Missouri.
Never mind that, Ozzy. Never mind that.
Don't let that worry you, Ozzy.
I'm not worried.
Are you ready, gentlemen? Choose your pies.
I'll start on 6 mince pies.
Jimmy, did you hear right? Did he say he'd start on 6 mince pies?
That's what he said, Robbie.
Well, I think maybe we'd better...
Let me have 8 apple pies as a starter.
8? Well, what?
You see, Robbie, you're underestimating our boy.
I see I am.
All right, 6 mince pies, 8 apple pies. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
On your mark. Get set.
Come on, Ozzy. Come on. Easy, old boy.
On,
easy,
now. You can lick this big stiff, Ozzy.
Come on, there, Otto.
That's a boy, honey. That's a boy.
On,
you're out in the lead.
Hey, look, that guy's getting red in the face already, Ozzy.
Come on there, Otto. Come on there,
that's
Otto.
One pie. Here's another.
Is he a pie eater or is he a pie eater?
He certainly is a pie eater.
Pie eater that pie, Otto.
What do you want? What do you want, Ozzy?
Another pie.
Oh, here you are. Here's 2.
Come on there, Otto.
Come on, Ozzy. Don't let the crowd worry you. Robbie, you watch that guy shoot.
Come
he's
on
fouling.
There, Otto.
He's fouling.
Yeah, I think he's throwing the crusts on the ground.
Yeah, come on, Schultz, eat that pie. Don't throw it away.
I am eating the pie. I am eating the pie.
Well, then quit stalling. Oswald's at 4 already, and you've only at 3.
Mind the police, eat up. I'd say he's a nader. Come on, Ozzy, you got that big guy on the ropes already. Quit talking and eat.
Hey, Mr. Referee, you ought to throw this guy Schultz out of the ring. He's stalling.
Yeah, Otto boy, Ozzy, that's 6 pies. Here's another.
Come on there, Schultz.
Come on, Otto. Come on, Otto.
Hey, come on.
It's in the bag, Jimmy. It's in the bag.
How is Schultz doing?
He's only on his 5th pie.
Only on his 5th? Listen, Ozzy, take it easy, kid. Take it easy. You can carry him along for a couple of pies.
Let's get it over with. Give me a couple more.
Oh, I give up. I do. That fella eats too fast and too much for me.
I declare Oswald Hoffmeister the winner and new champion on a technical knockout.
Oh, boy! Get him, boy!
Is it all over?
It's all over, but collecting the 10 bucks.
Here you are, Mr. Hoffmeister. $10.
Thank you.
Now, you go over and sit in the car, and we'll meet you there.
Yeah, you go down. You go over and sit down, Ozzy, and wait for us. We want to see this animal guy.
Well, I'm going across the street.
What are you going over there for?
I want to buy something.
Well, what do you want to buy?
Well, I want to get me a nice beef stew.
Oh!